Today marks the 50th anniversary of The Tonight Show, hosted originally by Steve Allen. In the brutal world of television, that is an astonishing run. NPR's Kim Masters looks at why some late-night shows make it and others don't.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Johnny!
Johnny Carson made it work for almost 30 years, but the television highway is littered with failures. Joan Rivers, Magic Johnson, Pat Sajak, Chevy Chase, Keenan Ivory Wayans. Rob Burnett has worked for late-night institution David Letterman since 1985. He's been an intern, a writer, and since 1996, executive producer of the show. And he says many people in the television business don't understand what really makes a talk show tick.
They go out and they get themselves the talk show starter kit, you know, where you get a big box and you open it up and, you know, 12 guys from Harvard run out and, you know, make bad coffee and sit around a table and start writing comedy. And then you get the talent department that starts booking all the guests. And before you know it, you have this little infrastructure of a show. But at the end of the day, it all relies on the person behind the desk.
And the problem, Burnett says, is that the pros make it look so easy.
You'll quickly learn if you're doing this night in and night out, it's very difficult to maintain that level of energy and intensity that's necessary to keep this giant ship moving forward.
Here's what Conan O'Brien recently told aspiring daytime talk show host Tony Danza about his feelings of doom when he started his show. O'Brien realized he was expected to perform night after night for years to come.
And I remember thinking, it's not possible, it's just impossible. But you just do it one show at a time. Before you know it, your whole life's gone, you're an old man, you're dead.
Todd Yasui has worked with winners and losers. He started out with Jay Leno at The Tonight Show and went on to be supervising producer of The Keenan Ivory Wayans Show and The Magic Hour with Magic Johnson. Now he's executive producer of The Late Late Show, which recently saw the departure of Craig Kilborn as host. He says the key is for the host to stay focused.
It's an incredibly grueling pace, and therefore you see the dedication that these guys have to it. You don't see David Letterman showing up doing cameos on sitcoms. You don't see Jay Leno running a record label on the side.
But that's what one famous late-night contender did, even while he tried to launch his show.
And now, the man of the hour, Magic!
Magic Johnson was running an empire. Besides being a partial owner of the Los Angeles Lakers, he has a massive real estate company. He has a record label. He has a management company.
Keenan Ivory Wayans also divided his time as host with a blossoming career in the movie business. Late Show producer Rob Burnett agrees that kind of distraction is a recipe for failure for a host wannabe. That struck him some years ago when he saw an interview with a late-night hopeful.
I remember hearing some kind of quote before the show started up about how, you know, oh, it's going to be great, I'm going to go do the show, but I'm still going to do movies. You know, I'll still be able to keep my seats at the Knicks game or something. And the minute I heard that, I knew this was not going to work.
What a talk show host does need is a personality that's always welcome in people's living rooms or even their bedrooms. Burnett thinks that might have been a problem for Joan Rivers.
I think that Joan, you know, while she's funny, I think that, you know, she may not have the presence that you would want in your home every single night. And I don't mean that as an insult necessarily. That's a certain kind of quality that someone like Johnny Carson had in spades. And Dave, though he is, you know, a little bit more caustic than Johnny, I think also has that.
And Burnett says the host has to be able to listen, a skill that eludes many comedians.
Listening is everything. I mean, that's the first piece of advice I would give anyone trying to host one of these shows. You know, you can almost always see when new people start, they're constantly, especially if they're comics, you can sort of see them sitting back waiting to get in a punchline or a joke or, you know, trying to find something they can pounce on.
A trait that impresses Todd Yasui is the successful host's ability to switch gears.
That is incredibly hard, to be able to speak with some kind of authority on matters that are serious and then in the next minute be able to lighten the mood a little bit and talk to the third lead actor on a WB Network show. It takes somewhat of a schizophrenic conversational skill to be able to go from serious topics to absolutely inane topics and be entertaining at the same time.
Listen, for example, to David Letterman. Sometimes he deals with very weighty topics.
We're back with Senator John Kerry, and also Green Day is on the program, ladies and gentlemen. It was a couple of, last week, I think, maybe Thursday, you suggested that President Bush was not telling the truth about the status of things in Iraq.
Correct.
Am I correct about that?
Absolutely.
And what do you know about that that the rest of us don't know?
That's quite a different proposition from Letterman's chat with television personality Kelly Ripa.
And we're beginning the second season of the show Hope and Faith. And
yes.
Oddly enough, your co-star is Faith, what's her name?
Faith Ford,
right.
Yeah.
But she plays Hope.
Yes, she plays Hope.
You play Faith.
I play
Faith.
Well,
that just seems inherently wrong.
It does?
Yeah, she ought to be Faith, at least.
Yeah, but that's like as controversial as our show gets, is that at least people are talking about it. Why do you play Faith? Why doesn't Faith play Faith?
Of the few who have succeeded in late night, none has been a woman. Burnett says research shows that at 11:30, women have more control over the remote than men do, for a change, and he thinks a woman host could succeed. In fact, his company is looking for that special talent to replace Craig Kilborn in the slot that follows Letterman. But given the fragmentation of the television audience, Burnett thinks that making a lasting mark, grabbing what he calls the mantle of American humor, might no longer be possible for anyone.
I think it's going to be very hard going forward for anyone to become the brand name that David Letterman is. You know, I think the door is starting to close on this now.
In a world with a few hundred cable channels, it's hard to become an institution. Kim Masters, NPR News, Los Angeles.